Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. It's comfy. It really is. I'm thinking, man, I should have opened the windows. I might very well do it. 66 degrees. It's nice. It's really nice. It's a good night. If you have the chance, get out there on your architect deck, man, and relax a little bit. About a half hour from now, I want to share with you the story of something. Are you ready for this? Called the Christian Chamber of Commerce. I met some wonderful people a couple of weeks back out at Liberty University. I was blown away. I really was. I was just so blown away by the fact that Dr. Dave Brad, who I know, I mean, he's a dear friend, and he's a regular on this here little program and all, but when he reached out and said, hey, we'd love to have you attend our CEO summit, I'd like to personally invite you to that. And I said, okay, well, that's pretty nice. And it was a wonderful event. I can't wait to be part of it again next year. I've already locked it in. I said, yeah, I'm in. I just need to know the dates. But I met some incredible people out there. And one of the couples that I met heads up the Virginia Beach Christian Chamber of Commerce. And I said, I've never heard of it. I think it's a very interesting idea. Would you mind visiting on the air with us? So about a half hour from now, Joseph and Roberta Perry are going to be with us to talk a little bit about that. And maybe there's a Central Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce that grows out of this. Possibly. I don't know. I need to learn more. I want you to learn more. I'm taking a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, LeVar Stoney said this morning on X that he's going to make sure that Virginia rejects Trump. Okay. Well, you know, I live and die with those things like LeVar Stoney talks about. Shouldn't LeVar Stoney be focused on something like, I don't know, the Diamond Project that seems to be coming apart at the edges? I don't fully understand, but somehow, some way, the city of Richmond, man, they could screw up a one-car parade. LeVar Stoney destroyed the Tom Farrell plant. Remember that? Tom Farrell's whole thing to redo the Coliseum and do that, Navy Hill. That was LeVar Stoney that screwed that up six ways to Sunday, destroyed that. LeVar Stoney has the reverse Midas touch. Everything that LeVar Stoney touches turns to crap. Now, part of that may be because he just happens to be grossly incompetent. And the other part of it may be, well, maybe he just has a special skill. I don't know. He'd like to take that same level of gross incompetence and share it with our entire beloved Commonwealth as the lieutenant governor. Wasn't he running for governor for a minute? And then now he's running for lieutenant governor. Well, whatever. Good for him. And that Ghazala Hashmi, the one who is so in love. Well, you know, I'm even going to die down past. She's just a good... Terrible example of a state senator. Didn't she put her hat in the ring as well for lieutenant governor over on the Democrat Party side? The Republican Party side? Is anybody running, by the way? I mean, I keep talking about John Reed, and I think any day now, any moment now, John Reed's going to announce he's running for lieutenant governor. But it's about time. John, you got to make the announcement. Because I'll bet you there'll be other people going, well, if he's not running, then I'm going to run. Is somebody else going to run for it? I don't know. I just wish people would step up to the plate. Let's get this stuff underway. The Democrats, the leftists, the hardcore Marxists, like that Abigail Spamberger, a complete and total fraud, she's had her act together. Say what you will about her. I mean, she's a reprehensible human being and an awful candidate. But other than that, I like her a lot. She's got her dog and pony show all dogged and ponied up, right? She's out campaigning for governor. Now, she's not actually telling people what she really believes in or how she would do it or what she would do or what she did up in D.C., where she was, well, 110% on board with everything that Nancy Pelosi wanted. But say what you will about her, she has put together a media operation that's convinced a lot of people, and by convinced, I mean fooled, a lot of people into believing that she's a moderate and she would be good for the Commonwealth. She's done it all. She's been very effective. Now, she's a bad, bad, bad candidate. Would do terrible damage to our beloved Commonwealth. But she's done a good job. So far, I don't know what's going on our side. Is it Winsome? Is Winsome Sears definitely, positively, absolutely the person for governor? I hope it's the case, because I love Winsome Sears. I think she'd be one hell of a governor. But you know she needs money, right? And I don't know what it is. We have such a bizarre situation. It seems like we can never get the proper funding for our candidates on our side of the aisle. It makes no sense to me. Now, we'll see. All right. So we've got all of that. We've got Chris Ruddy from Newsmax, who's going to be joining us tomorrow or the day after. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the success of Newsmax, which is great, because as someone who's been there since the beginning, I'm just happy to see all of the success for Chris and the team. But Chris Ruddy has been friends with Donald Trump for 25 years, 30 years. And he's seen him up close and personal and knows him on a personal basis. So I want him to share a little bit about that. Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. Bill O'Reilly is going to be here on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be here on Monday. O'Reilly's another one. O'Reilly has been friendly with Trump for decades and can tell us a little bit about where he is and what it is that we might see come about on Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, it'll all be over, right? The election, that's it, we'll be done. But in the meantime, let me abuse all of us just a little bit more, because we've got, well, there's still fallout from the Madison Square Garden event. For the life of me, I don't understand this. I really don't. I look at Madison Square Garden, and I look at it probably differently than some people do. I look at Madison Square Garden, and I think, oh, yeah, that's the house that Bruno Sammartino built. Because Bruno Sammartino still holds the record for the number of sellouts of Madison Square Garden. But I am being led to believe, if I listen to all of the legacy news media bottom feeders, that anybody who has an event at Madison Square Garden is somehow, some way, on track with Nazis. It's especially insulting to those of us who are Jewish who had family members die at the hands of actual Nazis. But take a listen, cut number one.
And former President Donald Trump here at a rally in New York City at Madison Square Garden with the election just 8 days away.
Quite a choice there. It was a rally marked by profane and racist jokes, and including the opening comedian who called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. That comment provoked a lot of responses. Kamala Harris, J-Lo, and some distancing from Republican politicians. I want to go straight to Rachel Scott. She's going to start us off. And Rachel, you've been covering the Trump campaign since 2016. You've been at dozens and dozens of rallies. Never one like this.
Yeah, George, I've covered almost every single rally that Donald Trump has had this election cycle, and his rhetoric has turned increasingly dark and filled with grievances. This rally in particular was supposed to be a homecoming for the former president. His advisors told me it's where he would start delivering his closing messages to voters, but all of that was completely overshadowed by comments that were vulgar and at times just outright racist.
Overnight, Donald Trump kicking off the final week of the 2024 campaign with a rally that was dark and inflammatory from the start, insisting his possible reelection would be, quote, Liberation Day from undocumented migrants.
November 5th, 2024, 9 days from now, will be Liberation Day in America. It's going to be Liberation Day. On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
The former president painting America as a nation in decline, once again labeling Democrats the enemy from within.
Oh, gosh, get yourself another tissue out of petty cash. Did you notice what she did there? and the little dude, what's his name, Snuffy, what he did there as well. They want to tell you what was said, but then they can't actually tell you what was said because what they're claiming was said was never actually said. And the one joke, which everybody thought was just absolutely appalling, was a comedian, not Donald Trump, not anybody with his staff, not anybody with his campaign, and everybody jumped on that and said, "Ooh, no." These are folks who are just freaking delusional. These are people for whom the truth does not matter. A little something you got to remember. I've been trying to share this with you for a long time. I'm hoping against hope that it's starting to take root. And in a week or so, we finally begin the process of righting this nation. Wouldn't that be great? 514, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Now, I want to remind you about something. We had a slight correction. This Friday, we will be presenting our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor. And I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute, Jeff. That's November the 2nd. I know, and I know we always do it on the final Friday of the month, but I was not here on the final Friday of the month. It's really that simple. I don't want you to think there was some big conspiracy theory or some sort of a demonic attack or, you know, outer space people. None of that. I wasn't here. And so we couldn't present it on the final Friday of the month. But that being said, this Friday, November the 1st, November, I don't care, whatever the date is. It's November. It's not the final Friday of the month. That's it. Details. God, people with these details. It will be the first Friday of November. And then we will, well, if everything goes right, we'll be presenting the next one for November, the final Friday of November. But we will be doing it this Friday. We have an amazing honoree this time. We really do. Just a really, really, really solid law enforcement professional. And you'll enjoy it. I really do think you will enjoy it. I am hoping that you enjoy the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor sessions as much as I do. This is now, I have to do the math. I think it's now going on 8 years that we've been doing this. And those are like real years. These are not like the Richard McCann years. Didn't Richard McCann just the other day celebrate, what, his 86th anniversary on the radio? Every time I turn around, he's got a different anniversary. And they don't seem to jive. But, you know, this is the real math, I think, is like 8 or 9 years. And I am just blown away by the success of it. I really am. The folks who have come from every part of our community to support our Central Virginia law enforcement officers has really been rather rewarding. I think every once in a while you look back on things and you go, wow, you know, that was a good thing. This week I'm going to jail. I should have mentioned that, right? Gosh, I may need more vacation days or something, but I am. I'm going to jail, Pamunkey Regional Jail. I am one of the teachers for the Inside Out Dad program. That's the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, my buddy Chris Beach. We have been working for about 2 years to get me to go to jail. I know most people say, well, I'm working overtime to stay out of jail. No, I wanted to go. And I'm going to be hopefully sharing with some of the dads who are incarcerated how they can be better fathers when they get out. So I'm going to give you details on that as well. We're doing one or two good things, don't you think? Coming up at 5:35, the Christian Chamber of Commerce. It's in place out in Virginia Beach. Maybe it's time to do one in Central Virginia as well. It's 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Five 36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday evening. Yeah, we've made it into the evening hours. It's getting nicer, believe it or not. It sounds crazy, right? Got the windows open now. We'll be out on the Arcadec deck in a couple of moments, taking in the nice weather. We've got the countdown underway 1 week from today. The election finally over, which means we'll start immediately focusing on whatever the next election is, right? I am ready for it to be done. I really am. I mean, there's some good things, there's some bad things, but I'm just really ready for it to be done. There are a lot of other issues that you and I need to address. However, before we put it all in the rearview mirror, let me remind you, we got some of my old pals dropping by over the next couple of days, some really rock-solid people. Chris Ruddy, who's the guy who built Newsmax, he's aces. He's going to be with us, is it tomorrow or Thursday? He's going to be with us. Dr. Dave Brad, of course, is with us every week. My old pal Bill O'Reilly is going to be here on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza is dropping by. And we're going to have some good conversations, some fun times, I promise you that. And I mentioned Dr. Dave Brad. Now, Dave and I have been friends for years. And my oldest boy, who, you know, graduated from Stanford, I work that into every conversation, he was the youngest ever intern for Dr. Dave Brad as a congressman. Yeah, Harry was in high school when he got that internship, and he got it. Make no mistake, I didn't get it for him. He got it. And so I just cherish Dave Brad. I love the man like nobody's business. Just a true brother in every sense of the word. And he puts together every year at Liberty University the CEO Summit. And when he reached out and said, hey, I've got a crazy idea. You want to come to this? I thought, well, yeah. To be surrounded by such brilliant people and accomplished people, I didn't want to give up that opportunity. I said, absolutely, Dave, I'm there. And I got to meet some really stellar people, including Joseph and Roberta. Now, these fine folks head up something called the Coastal Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce. And Roberta and I, man, we just, it was like old home week because we're both real radio people. And we were both real radio people back up in Boston. And long story short, they're with us. I'm happy to say that. And let me give Roberta the proper credit. Put her name first. Roberta and Joseph, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us today, Jeff. Yeah, I don't know if I want to take the first name. My husband, Joseph, is on the line as well. But we met at Liberty. It was quite an event at the CEO Summit. We are part of the U.S. Christian Chamber.
Right.
And they're down in Florida. I don't know if you have your regular Chamber of Commerce that your businesses go to. But this is a Christian version of that, based in biblical foundations, helping businesses thrive in today's economy, which, you know, is very challenging. But yeah, I'm sitting across the table from you, Jeff, and I said, wow, we know a lot of the same people. I was in radio for 20 years, moved down here to Virginia from Connecticut originally. And I met my husband a couple years ago. He was a pastor. With his background and my background, we teamed up and we launched the Coastal Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it, Roberta. Now, let me ask Joseph to jump in here for a second. Joseph, explain to everybody why there is a U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce. Why is there a Coastal Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, well, you know, God's people are called into the marketplace, and unfortunately, most churches don't know what to do with that, how to help them, how to even provide the proper validation for business as a ministry. And so there's so many people called to that, and every time I talk to people that are part of the regular chamber, that are Christians in the regular chamber, they usually tell me that the values are different there, the practices, even what they do when they're just hanging out, and it's not resonating with them quite the same. And so there's nothing for them. And so I got a call from a friend who was down in Florida at the time. He, asked me about, to consider doing this. I hung the phone up and did nothing for about 7 months. And then we just started feeling like now was the time to be able to provide this for them. And we've talked with person after person about, how they tried to do ministry, they tried to do pastoring, and it wasn't until they stepped in the marketplace that they seemed to find their niche and they started thriving.
Wow. I love that. I love that. So, Roberta, you are the expert. I mean, Joseph's a good guy. He's got his stuff together. But you are you're a media and a marketing person. So part of your mission is clearly to get the name out there. Give everybody a little sense of the history of this U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce and how it's taken on a bigger role now across America.
Yeah, so the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce started about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. And they had a couple of different presidents, and they tried to launch out into across the United States, but they really did well in Orlando.
Okay.
There is our president who is in Orlando. Her name is Crystal Parker, and she actually started about 7 years ago, and she went and did Orlando. And she did very, very well there. So they had probably about 300 members there. They do things each week to get together called a Fellowship Friday. And then they get together quarterly. There's trainings. But Orlando has kind of become like the hub of Christian chamber business that's happening down there. A lot of Christian events are happening in Orlando as well. Right now, we are the second chamber outside of Florida that has launched. Virginia is a very important area because right here Reverend Robert Hunt came here, and it was back in the Williamsburg days, and he put his flag in the ground. He said, this land will be dedicated to the gospel. Mm. And because of that, there's been a lot of places that have started chambers here and have failed. Joseph was actually on the board of the original Christian Chamber of Commerce here. Okay. And I'll let you talk a little bit about that, Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph, what happens? So you get it up and running, and then it just doesn't quite take off?
Well, there was a previous one, and I was brought on only at the tail end of that. Mm-hmm. So it had kind of already fizzled out. And so, and that happens from time to time with organizations. But here it is. I think it was probably 5-6 years ago since that closed. And this was not on my agenda, was not on our agenda, but it was something that we got this invitation, if you will.
Yeah.
And we spent kind of the last year and a half just, you know, working towards it, and just launched in September.
Well, look, sometimes you are called to something, whether you have asked for it or not. And so, yes, this is this is now your bailiwick and your charge, if you will. Now, here we are. We're in Central Virginia. We are we're an hour and a half, 2 hours from where you guys are out there in Virginia Beach and what have you. We'd love to support you. How do we support you? And how does somebody, say, who has a business in Central Virginia, maybe reach out and say, look, I could help some folks out in the beach?
Yeah, well, one of the things that they could do is to find out more about the chamber is to go to the website uschristianchamber.com/COVA, COVA. So they can start there, find out about, you know, what we're about, memberships, learn a little bit about the U.S. Chamber as well. Mm-hmm. And then they can email us at covachristianchamber@gmail.com. And they can learn about our events and everything we have going on. I mean, we just started, and we've already got 4 events on the calendar, and we've got plans for December and January and beyond.
Okay. All right. Well, now, I love the sound of that. Now, obviously, many of us in Central Virginia relish any opportunity to head out to the beach. You were chatting with one of my buddies at Liberty, Barry Moore, who's with the Better Business Bureau, and I know he's all over this about perhaps standing up a Central Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce. That sound like a good idea to you guys?
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah. I love to hear that. The DMV is also launching as well. But Joseph and I have, you know, bigger plans for the whole state. But yes, that would be amazing if Barry did that there in Richmond. That would be awesome. We could have, you know, regional events and statewide events.
So here's what I want to do, because I don't want this to be a one and done. I love the idea of this this whole thing about the Kingdom Commerce. I mean, I really do. I just love the way this whole thing is shaken out. I want you to give everybody the website. I want them to learn a little bit more about it. And once they've had a little opportunity to sort of analyze it, I want to get you guys back in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about some of the events that are coming up. So give everybody the website again so they can learn a little bit more about this.
Sure. The website is uschristianchamber.com/COVA, C-O-V-A. They can find out more about us, membership levels, and reach out to us through there.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being here, Roberta, Joseph. I appreciate you both being here. We're going to get you back in the not-too-distant future. Again, it's uschristianchamber.com/COVA, Coastal Virginia. So learn a little bit more about what they're doing out in Virginia Beach. And if you are a local business person and this sort of resonates with you, I would say you reach out to them, reach out to Joseph, reach out to Roberta and say, hey, I like the sound of this. I like the feel of it. Maybe we could stand something up here in Central Virginia that would give you the opportunity to have a vibrant Christian Chamber of Commerce in Central Virginia. What an amazing idea. It is 5:46. Jeff Camp.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's News Radio WRVA. 5:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I've got to update you on a story. Now, this is a while ago. Do you remember there were a number of little girls who were murdered. They were murdered after that whole Taylor Swift party in England. Do you remember that? And then there were riots. And we were told, well, listen, there's the guy that did it is just, he's just a sick guy. He's got mental issues. It is not related at all to terrorism. Now, fast forward a couple of months. Guess what? It's completely related to terrorism. The guy who has been charged with this, now facing terrorism charges because ricin and a variety of Al-Qaeda materials were found in his possession. So always be cautious. ABC, now, I know if you go back to Glengarry, Glen Ross, ABC means always be closing. But in this case, always be cautious. When you hear these first responses from politically driven law enforcement officials, and we see this a lot in Europe, it's all about the optics, it's all about the politics, and it's not about the enforcement of the law. They're not interested in that. They've got political things they're trying to advance. With all of that being said, just be cautious. I could have told you, in fact, I probably did tell you when this happened, that there was a terror component to it. And now I am proven right. I'm sorry that I'm proven right, but I'm proven right. Okay, we've got Chris Ruddy, who's going to be joining us this week. We've got my buddy Dr. Dave Brad. We got Dr. Keith Abloh. Brian Maloney is going to be with us. And next week we've got Bill O'Reilly and Dinesh D'Souza. By the way, that's on the same day. You know, one of those guys on one day is pretty good. I mean, you put Bill O'Reilly and Dinesh D'Souza together on one day, you got like a regular gangbuster sort of a show. So very nice job there. Jeremy did all of the heavy lifting with that. So I'm very happy that he was able to do that. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., my friend John Reed is going to be here. At least that's the plan. And you know, unless I hear otherwise, I'll be tuning in tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. listening to John. I always find it a fascinating use of my time in the morning. I really do. John's a good dude. Gary Hess does an amazing job delivering the news. I'm always very, very happy to hear Gary doing that. And I do like hearing a lot of the perspective that John brings to this. I will tell you again, I've said it before. My hope is that John's going to make it official that he's running for lieutenant governor pretty soon. I think that would be great. And I haven't asked him for anything. I don't want any board appointments or payoffs or this or that. I'll take a challenge coin. I'm all about challenge coins. All right. Have a fantastic evening, would you? The weather has turned into a lovely sort of a day. All right. Have a great evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.